Today's reading begins in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1. Isaiah 38, verse 1. In those days Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, came to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die, you shall not recover." Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, "Please, O Lord, remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Then the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, "Go and say to Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. Behold, I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and will defend this city. This shall be the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has promised. Behold, I will make the shadow cast by the declining sun on the dial of Ahaz turn back 10 steps. So the sun turned back on the dial of the 10 steps by which it had declined." A writing of Hezekiah, king of Judah, after he had been sick and had recovered from his sickness. I said, "In the middle of my days I must depart. I am consigned to the gates of Sheol for the rest of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord in the land of the living. I shall look on man no more among the inhabitants of the world. My dwelling is plucked up and removed from me like a shepherd's tent. Like a weaver I have rolled up my life. He cuts me off from the loom. From day to night you bring me to an end. I calmed myself until morning. Like a lion he breaks all my bones. From day to night you bring me to an end. Like a swallow or a crane I chirp. I moan like a dove. My eyes are weary with looking upward. O Lord, I am oppressed. Be my pledge of safety. What shall I say? For he has spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I walk slowly all my years because of the bitterness of my soul. O Lord, by these things men live, and in all these is the life of my spirit. O restore me to health and make me live. Behold, it was for my welfare that I had great bitterness, but in love you have delivered my life from the pit of destruction, for you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol does not thank you, death does not praise you. Those who go down to the pit do not hope for your faithfulness. The living, he thanks you, as I do this day. The Father makes known to the children your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will play my music on stringed instruments all the days of our lives at the house of the Lord." Now Isaiah had said, "Let them take a cake of figs and apply it to the boil that he may recover." Hezekiah also had said, "What is the sign that I shall go up to the house of the Lord?" At that time Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent envoys with letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he heard that he had been sick and had recovered. And Hezekiah welcomed them gladly, and he showed them his treasure house, the silver, the gold, the spices, the precious oil, his whole armory, all that was found in his storehouses. There was nothing in his house or in all his realm that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah and said to him, "What did these men say, and from where did they come to you?" Hezekiah said, "They have come to me from a far country, from Babylon," he said. "What have they seen in your house?" Hezekiah answered, "They have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing in my storehouses that I did not show them." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and that which your fathers have stored up till this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And some of your own sons who will come from you, whom you will father, shall be taken away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord that you have spoken is good," for he thought, "There will be peace and security in my days." "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." A voice cries, "In the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Chapter 38 started off with the statement, "In those days." Those days would be the days in which they were struggling with Assyria. Verse 6, makes the statement, I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria and will defend this city. This seems to indicate that this illness happened during the events that we read about in chapter 37. While you can read about this also in 2 Kings chapter 20, this account here in the book of Isaiah includes something that is not included there, which is this hymn or this poem that is written by Hezekiah. But Hezekiah was ill. He was going to die. He was told he was going to die. But because of his prayer and his response to it, God has pity on him and grants him another 15 years. So after he recovers, the king of Babylon hears about his illness and then his recovery and sends envoys. So either this is at the end of the events of chapter 37 with Assyria, or it's shortly after the Assyrian army has left. And knowing that gives us a little bit of perspective about what's going on here with Hezekiah. Before this, no nation was paying any attention to them. They were just, Assyrians were just doing what they wanted to do and just kind of running roughshod over everyone. And all of a sudden, Babylon sends this envoy. So perhaps one of the reasons that Hezekiah reacts this way to this envoy is because he's happy that other nations might actually want to be friends. He does not seem to consider that this envoy could have any nefarious intentions or be there to spy anything out, anything along those lines. But just consider it from a worldly perspective for a moment. You've had this mighty Assyrian empire come up against this tiny little city that's left, and the Assyrian Empire ends up withdrawing instead of taking it. That would pique some interest. And so I can see the possibility that this envoy was there not just to see about him overcoming this illness, but also to see how could this little city hold off this Assyrian army. So I see a little bit of, you know, why Isaiah reacts the way that he does, why Hezekiah was reacting the way he did. There's a lot involved in this story, a lot of ifs, honestly. I mean, all of this is conjecture. But it's those types of things that I think about and wonder about a little bit. We look at it from our perspective with all the historical information we have and think that Hezekiah was being naive or gullible. But because he did open his house to this envoy and show him everything, the Lord tells him through Isaiah that everything, absolutely everything, is going to be carried off to Babylon. He should have seen that as a rebuke, but it seems to me the way this comes out is that Hezekiah thinks that it's just a foretelling of the future without a condemnation. And the very end of our reading in chapter 40 included this section comforting the people, doing as he has been, which is to provide a little bit of hope. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.